News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Because gambling offers such as free bets and money back guarantees entice people to bet more often and with more money. That's new research out from the ESRI's Behavioural Research Unit. We're joined by Dr. Shane Timmins, Senior Research Officer with the ESRI. Shane, tell us about your research. What did you do and what did you find?
Good morning, Shane. Yeah, so we ran a controlled experiment that was commissioned by the Gambling Regulatory Authority to test exactly those offers that you mentioned there. So money back offers and free bets. Now, those types of offers are often argued to be marketing tools, but our evidence suggests that they're harmful for consumers. So we recruited over 600 men who were interested in betting on the Euros last summer, and we designed it as an experiment. So they had the opportunity to place real bets on real games, and half of them were selected at random to see some bets with offers, like those free bets or money-back guarantees, whereas half saw no offers. And then they decided then whether they were going to bet on the games and how much to wager. Mm-hmm. So with these choices, sometimes offers were in play, other times not. We found that when offers were in play, bettors spent 10% more than they otherwise would. And what's really interesting here is that people who had seen an offer previously spent more on later bets, even when there were no offers. So it's kind of like they had a long-term effect within the short study.
So once your toe is dipped in the water with this, you stay in the water.
That's exactly it. There were also, when they'd seen the offers, they became half as likely to opt out of betting. So just having an offer in place made people more likely to bet and then to spend more. What's also interesting is that we designed some of the bets so that they had objectively bad value. So again, this was run as an experiment. They were selected at random. They had below market odds, even when you factored in the offers. We saw that when there was no offer in play, people were pretty good at avoiding those bad value bets, but they became three times more likely to choose them when there was an offer there.
Wow.
So they were choosing those objectively bad bets.
They impair your judgment.
So they clearly enticed people into choosing those bets, even when they were objectively bad value. And what's perhaps most concerning about this is that we did measure in the study if any of the gamblers had experienced gambling harm using a kind of standard psychological measure. And we found that these effects were worse among those individuals. So those individuals who experienced problem gambling disproportionately affected by these offers.
Okay, just to play devil's advocate, would the gambling industry say, oh, when you were offering those bad value bets to them, we don't offer bad value bets, we just offer bets based on what the odds are?
Sure. Now,
I suppose they might argue you were, you know, deliberately altering the pitch in a way that wouldn't happen in real life.
No, absolutely. Someone could make that argument. I guess what we're pointing out here is that these sorts of offers expose consumers to be exploited in this way. And so we're identifying potential harm there. Now, we're not saying that anyone is necessarily doing that. Obviously, we would need access
to
kind of expected values and so on that they put on it. But they do seem to leave consumers open to those sorts of risks.
Okay. So the lesson from this, as far as you're concerned, in the ESRI, Shane?
So stricter regulations on these sorts of offers, they clearly kind of have negative effects for consumers. They spend more than they otherwise would. They become more likely to bet. They become less likely to identify where there's bad value. Now, the regulations that came in last year, so the new gambling regulations, they already set out new restrictions on these kinds of bets. So they can't be targeted at individuals or groups, and they have to be offered publicly. Some countries have gone further. So Belgium, for example, have banned them outright. This evidence at least suggests that they do cause harm for consumers.
Okay, fascinating research. Dr. Shane Timmins, Senior Research Officer at the ESRI. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.